We are back, continuing our celebration of Black History Month, joined now by Long Beach City Councilman Dee Andrews. Dee, welcome to our show.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Art.
Dee has an impressive record for those that may not be familiar with it. He's a longtime 60-year resident of Long Beach, a star athlete of Poly High School in football and track. He still holds the record for the 330. He's a graduate of Long Beach State, where I teach, and of UCLA, got his master's in government. He was drafted by the Dallas Cowboys, 1967, played with them for a year, All-American football player, and he's the 100th inductee of the wonderful Century Club. So, Dee, it's a pleasure to have you on the show, and very belated congratulations on your election to the city council.
Thank you very much.
Tell us your take on what's happening in America, what's happened over the last half century.
You know, really seriously, I guess over the last half century since, you know, here in America, I think we've come a long ways, and I still think we have a long ways to go. You know, even with that of our, you know, black president. You know, because I think a lot of people just get excited and sometimes just kind of start saying, it's okay, I can sit down now. If ever before in the history of this country, you know, it's time for us to get up, brush ourselves off, let's start to work now. Because we do have a president who's for all of America, not just one America, all America. And that's what makes me so excited, you know, especially being from the South. You see the changes are here, you know, and you have a chance. So I don't think we have much time now to wallow in the mire, talking about, we owe you nothing. Now you have an opportunity to do the things that you always thought about, dreamed about, and now you can become about that. You can be about what you thought and dreamed about.
Beautifully said. Really an inspiring moment for all Americans and for much of the world. One of our other guests was in Italy for the inauguration and spoke, and excitement over there. I was in the Bahamas, excitement there. There seems to be a capturing of the imagination of people across the world.
Yes, I definitely believe so.
But take us back. You said you grew up in the South, born in the South. Take us back to those days. Give white Americans a sense of what it was like to be a black American back then.
Okay. Well, see, I don't have much memory of that because the fact that I came here when I was five. But the little that I do remember, you know, that in the South, you know, I was born in Oyster City, Texas, little East Texas.
Yeah.
You know, a family of six. One of my sisters died of pneumonia when she was seven, so I didn't get a chance to know her at all. But in coming here to California, you know, we took the train, and me, myself, I kind of, like I said, I think I've always been a people person. You know, my mother kind of kept the other family together. I just kind of roamed because we came on the train with the soldiers. And when we got to L.A., she looking for me, and I was with the soldiers. I could kind of mingle with little any and everybody, and I think that's one of maybe my assets or fortes, because of the fact that I am a people person.
And what about growing up in Long Beach? What was Long Beach like vis-a-vis black-white relations back then?
It was different because of the fact that we came here and we lived in the project. That was Cabrillo 3. That's on the west side of Long Beach. You know, and there, you know, we had a chance to, like I said, our fathers and mothers worked at we call it the Naval Shipyard.
Yeah.
And that's where most...
And the military always was very good on integration. I think the military was cutting edge.
It had to be. Because of the fact that I think at that time, you know, you talk about wars. I mean, it wasn't like when you bleed, you know, you bleed red. It wasn't about a different color. You didn't bleed black. It was red.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of that integrated itself. It was something that had to be.
And another area that you've been very active also was cutting edge is sports. Whether you're a black guard or a white guard, you have a job to do, and the quarterback might be white or black. And because I have friends in sports, and we've had long discussions about this. You dropped the color line on the sports field.
Yes, on the field. That was about it, because the fact that you have to understand, and I came here when I got drafted, you know, by the Dallas Cowboys and the Los Angeles Rams, you know, we worked here at Dallas. Our team, we worked at Thousand Oaks, which was Lutheran College. Like I say, we played on the field, but we couldn't room together.
Yeah.
It was amazing, because I guess that's why we didn't have any black quarterbacks. It'd be kind of hard for a quarterback to room in another room, and the white in one room and the black in the other. But that was really kind of, it was different because this is in the 60s, you know that. So you have to understand what's really going on. We call, you know, here in California, we knew what we could do in the South. Here, what we did, what we thought we could do. Yeah. And that wasn't true.
Okay, we're going to be continuing this marvelous and personal discussion, but first we pause for these messages.
Bill Trainees mixes California style with continental cuisine that includes fresh seafood from around the world. Since Bill is the chef, the menu has a wide variety of pastas, salads, soups, and appetizers that feature his unique personal touch. And the Italian-American signature dishes are simply beyond delicious. You never know who you're going to run into at Trainees, from the famous sports legends on the Wall of Fame to local celebrities having a drink at the bar. For the best fine dining experience, visit Bill Trainees.
At Performance Plus Tire, you'll find we carry Toyo tires. For over 50 years, Toyo has been a world leader in the development of high-quality tires. Optimum performance, safety, and a comfortable ride. That's what makes Toyo tires great. And now come into Performance Plus Tire for a great deal on these Toyo tires. Proxy's ST, Open Country AT, and Proxy's 4. Toyo tires, driven to perform. Come in today and we'll install new Toyo tires on your vehicle while you wait. Performance Plus Tire on Cherry Avenue, 1 mile north of the 405 in Long Beach.
It's Big Red Bus. Our English double-decker buses offer large groups a fun, unique, inexpensive alternative to standard transportation. Bar hopping, weddings, sporting events, airport pickups, kids' parties, you name it, and we'll help customize the perfect experience. We have open and closed-top buses available. Both are equipped with custom-built bars, stereo systems, and a friendly hostess. Alcohol is permitted on board. For your next event or fun occasion, call Big Red Bus at 562-852-9888 or visit us on the web.
Welcome to Maury's of Naples. Maury's is a unique store specializing in wine, spirits, beers, gift baskets, gourmet foods, and European specialties. Upon entering, you'll encounter a vast selection and a staff that is more than willing to assist you. Take time to look around. You'll be amazed. Wine and beer tasting is held every week. Visit Maury's.com to get the latest information. Maury's of Naples, since 1938, where customer satisfaction is our top priority.
We're back continuing the Straight Talk celebration of Black History Month with two community leaders, Long Beach Councilman Dee Andrews and longtime activist and resident Archula Scott. Archula, tell us something for our white audience, the part of our audience that's white, that they might not know about the black experience in America. What's something that you would like the part of our audience that's white to know about the black experience?
Well, I think maybe we should give ourselves a chance to get to know each other as a people. And don't look at races. Like, I'm working with a theater group now, the Primetime Players, they call themselves, and they're seniors in their 70s and 60s and 90s, some of them. And we're all races. This is the first time we have ever been able to meet together and respect each other as a people.
Yeah.
Because we had never been exposed to each other before.
Same question to you, Dee. What should we know? What should we learn?
You know, I think, especially when we talk about here in Long Beach, you know, a lot of people came here with, you know, with the dream of, home of the brave, land of the free. But a lot of times those things escape us because of the fact that racism, it's here, and it hasn't gone. But I think a lot of us as individuals really have to kind of, you know, take a deep look within ourselves and realize that, you know, we're all people. And the only way that this country is going to be able to survive, and the only the way the city of Long Beach is going to survive, is that we have to come together as a family. As much as you may not want to, I think you're going to have to now because of the way the economy is, the way the world is. We just can't afford to be so isolated, you know, by ourselves and start speaking of this group, that group. We're going to have to come together as a whole group, one group.
Okay. You mentioned earlier that we still have a ways to go, and I certainly share that, but I view it as America as being the greatest example in the history of the world of multiculturalism, not just black and white, but all the other things working together, because we share a common value structure embodied in the Constitution and in the Declaration of Independence. And although we imperfectly realize those are the ideals that most people buy into.
Yeah, I truly believe that also. You know, because we're probably one of the melting pots of all when we talk about diversity. You know, America, I mean, this is where it is. We truly, truly, I think, live with that motto, the melting pot of all diversities.
And we suffered a horrible attack on 9/11, but we did not blame the American Muslim population, and we reached out to them, and things have been calm, which is so gratifying.
You know, and I think that has a lot to do with, because the fact that, you know, even in biblical times, you know, they said that there would be a time when, you know, someone would come and maybe relieve us from all of this so-called strife and pain. But whether this is Obama or not, I don't know. But I do feel like this is a leader that we all can believe in, not just blacks. I don't think we as blacks can just grab Obama and say, this is my president. Obama is, you know, America's president. He's almost the world's president. Everyone admires Obama.
Let me just hold up an invitation I was fortunate enough to receive to the inauguration, and had it framed. But this was a major step forward, the election of a black president of the United States.
It is. That's something I think a lot of people like to have on their wall. You know, really seriously. It's just so amazing, you know, after hearing that Obama became president. Yeah. I mean, the kids, I mean, from ages 3-5 on, Obama.
It unlocked all kinds of, didn't it, Ochoa, that this can happen in America? Isn't this inspiring?
And I see it also as our younger generation is stepping forward, making a difference. So we haven't did as bad a job as we think we have, because as our councilman just said, more racists voted for this man. It wasn't just majority.
Yes.
And so it's the younger generation that want a different.
Let me just follow up with that point. Do you think it's a stretch to say that the younger generation is much is more colorblind than our generation, that they see people more as people and less as black and white than the next generation?
Oh, I definitely think so.
I definitely agree.
After Obama's election, it did. It really did unlock things that we...
Even if we had doubts, as our councilman say, when we saw on TV this generation stepping forward, speaking out.
And I was flying the weekend before and going through Atlanta Airport, and it was packed with people going up to Washington. Mm-hmm. And people, there was a great feeling of energy in the air, and people were crying and never lived to see this day. And it was kind of magical.
I mean, really, it was magical. You know, really, seriously, I would have to say, during my time, I never ever dreamed that I would be able to tell my grandkids or even my kids that, you know, we would have a black president. But remember, that was my dream. It wasn't his dream. He believed that he could be. So now the dream is true. The dream in which Martin, Dr. King spoke about,
yes.
You know, that dream is here. The hope is alive and well. And so now any little kid, all nationalities,
yes.
Any color,
yeah.
Can become president.
Amen to that. We'll be back with the rest of our show in one moment.
Welcome to McKenna's on the Bay, where fine dining is complemented with a breathtaking view. McKenna's is a restaurant of incredible ambiance, providing service and cuisine with style, class, and romance. The menu offers a variety of appetizers, serious seafood, prime steaks, an oyster bar, and specialty entrees for either lunch or dinner. McKenna's on the Bay features patio dining, nightly entertainment, and two banquet facilities. No matter what your occasion, McKenna's on the Bay is like being on vacation. Join us today at McKenna's on the Bay.
For over 80 years, Community Hospital of Long Beach has served the greater Long Beach community by providing the best medical care possible, with a focus on clinical excellence and a caring, compassionate, personalized approach for every patient. It is our goal to be the community's preferred healthcare provider, providing a 24/7 rapid response emergency department, a state-of-the-art cancer center, and a free wellness and diabetes program. We are proud to introduce CHLB's new bariatrics program, featuring the safe and effective Lap-Band system. Community Hospital of Long Beach. When you have a choice, choose the best.
Thank you.
care of those who are closest to you, from our family to yours. McCarty's Jewelry, since 1932.
At Naples Rib Company, we've been around for over 20 years for a lot of good reasons.
Our banquet and catering services.
Our takeout and delivery.
And our great commercials.
Food fit for a king.
Naples Rib Company, for a real meal and a family deal.
I love ribs! I love ribs! I love ribs!
So we don't do great commercials. Find out what we do best at Naples Rib Company.
I share the view of our guest that this is a very special moment in American history. Let me share with you that I served as an attorney for the Civil Rights Division of the Department of Justice back in the 60s, working on the Voting Rights Act and the Civil Rights Act of 1964. But as one of our guests just mentioned, this is a continuation of the work of Dr. Martin Luther King and so many others. And I want to thank both of you for joining us for this very special show and sharing your profoundly personal recollections. The final word, Dee?
Yes, I would really like to let all of America know, without the Dr. Martin Luther King, there would be no Obama.
Yes, yes. And Ochilla, thank you so much for your inspiring work, and just want to say goodbye to our audience.
Yes, and I want to thank you again for letting me be part of I'm living to see history being made, but me being with my council person.
Oh, I appreciate that.
I am impressed.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you at home for joining us for this wonderful show. Please plan to be with us next week for the next edition of Straight Talk. Good night, everyone.
Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison, the Press Telegram,
and Long Beach Magazine.
And remember, Straight Talk is viewable worldwide 24/7 at StraightTalkTV.com.